All right, so today's really our first big full day on Tennessee, kind of like a normal Wednesday would be for us. So we'll try to catch up in all three phases of the game here. Tennessee's a well-balanced team, very good, well-coached. They have a lot of young players on their team, but they also have a good sprinkling of veteran players that are very good players. They're consistent. Do a lot of things well in all three areas, and we know it'll be a great atmosphere down there. A lot of intensity in the game and against good football teams. So we'll start getting ready for it here. With things like the noise and things like that, to try to prepare our team the best we can for what we'll see on Sunday.
Elements-wise, it'll be hot and humid as it usually is down there at this time of year. How much do you think your experience in Tampa, the 3 days there, can at least give you something to work off of to prepare for that for the players?
Yeah, hope so. Yeah, it was a humid night down there, I think, when we played. We practiced at like 1:30, just about every day this year. So we'll see.
Really a homecoming for you, huh?
Yeah, kind of. One of many. Yeah. Can't say I remember too much from my year there. 9 months, whatever it was. But it's where it got started.
Yeah. Feel very little chance of you getting them in snow again, I guess, next week.
Yeah, that was it was a pretty early game, too, wasn't it? Like October? Yeah. That was, I think we were all a little surprised at the elements that day, but nope, won't be like that. Won't be like that.
Just a little bit of record keeping on Brian Waters. Is his absence still in the same category it was during minicamp, and the offseason you described it as an excused absence at that point?
Well, he's not on the roster. So he's either an active player or he's not an active player, and he's not an active player. He's not on the roster.
Is there a contract hold up away person?
I really, I don't have any more to add to the situation. So
when you watch Tennessee and see Jason McCourty, do you see a lot of Devin in him?
Yeah, I mean, definitely some similarities, as you would expect, yeah. I mean, they're both fast, they're both, aggressive, good tacklers, good solid players, yeah. We'll never get a better look at a guy than we will this week from Devin. It's about as close as it gets.
Their two offensive tackles, good players, but you don't, from a media perspective, maybe don't hear a lot about them, possibly because smaller media market and whatnot. But what do you see from Ruse and Stewart?
Well, they've played together for 7 years. It came in the same year, and I think Stewart didn't play too much his rookie year, but then by his second year, he was in the lineup. Of course, Ruse started every game at left tackle for him for 8 years. That's a great situation, really, for a team to have, two tackles come in and be that consistent. Really, they have a lot of continuity on their team there. Harris has been there 6 years. Speaking of the offensive line, it's been there 6 years, started the last three. The center's been there. He just hasn't started. He's played behind Amato, but he's in there. Of course, Hutchinson is new to Tennessee, but, 12 years in the league or 13, whatever it is. So they're very experienced. But Stewart and Ruse have been consistent for him. Ruse is a big athletic left tackle. Got some all-pro, Pro Bowl-type recognition through the years, and as he should. And Stewart's a big physical right tackle that's kind of classic right tackle. I mean, those two guys are, similar to the profile that you would expect from those two positions, and they've done a good job for him.
Catching up, or where does Matt Tennant stand in terms of fitting into your system on the line?
And here one day, he's working at it. players will be off tomorrow, so that'll give them a day to, you know, to catch up. And you know, I think some of the things that they did in New Orleans are similar to what we did, but I'm sure there's plenty of differences too. So, but you know, he's a smart guy, and he's got some experience in the league. We'll give it to him, see how quickly he can grasp it. But even yesterday, I mean, he was able to, you know, go out there and do some things. So hopefully it won't be too long.
Primarily interior.
Yeah, center guard, yeah. I mean, he's played all three spots, both in college and at New Orleans, and we would plan on working him there.
Did you go back to look at any of the tape from the joint practices before you went after him? Or was there a party out there?
Well, we looked at that when we played him. So after we practiced against him and played him, like, we looked at all their players. I mean, we talked about everybody. I mean, all, I don't know, like, 80 of them or however many it was at practice. We, you know, here's their offensive linemen, here's their tight ends, here's their receivers, here's their backs, and we talked about those guys, some of whom we knew, some of them were new, we didn't know. So we went through their whole roster, you know, as we did with Tampa. I mean, it's one of the advantages of working against another team is you really can get to know their players, you know. So instead of, like, when we practice, we say, okay, there's, you know, Solder and Chandler Jones. Well, when you're watching us against New Orleans, you're, okay, who's their player? Who's our player? You know, and then we watched them all then.
It seems like the Titans are able to generate a lot of pressure on, you know, with their defensive edge guys. What have you seen from that area from them so far, at least over the last month?
Well, certainly Wembley's is an experienced guy that, you know, he's a good – gives them a good edge presence, and I mean, they have a young defensive line. They get a lot of pressure from everywhere, really. I mean, I think, you know, Clue gave them a lot of pressure inside last year. So, I mean, they have good edge rushers. They have good inside rushers. They're athletic. They're quick. You know, they don't stay blocked very long, whether it's in the run or the pass. So it's a very active defensive line. They have good depth. They play, you know, they roll those guys through. They play several, you know, play a couple groups in there, so I'm sure we'll see, you know, whoever's active, I'm sure we'll see most of them.
So you said in the past that as long as you've been doing this so many years, you still get a little few butterflies, a little bit anxious sometime before that first regular season game. When does that kick in? Is it the night before, and when does that pull over? As soon as you're the next morning, or when, as soon as you get busy that next morning?
It's a opening kickoff. Is usually when it ends. You know, it's just the build up to it. Of you know, I mean, now you know, we've got all their games from last year. We've got all their preseason games. So we've got all the things that they've done, all the things that they maybe could do, where they have some history of in the past. I mean, you know, it's a lot to get ready for them. They're looking at the same stuff we are. So, you know, you can't do it all, but you want to sort of prepare for it. I mean, you got to be careful about putting all your eggs in one basket and then find out that was the wrong choice. So on the other hand, you don't want to spread yourself so thin that you're, you know, defending everything in the history of football. But there's, you know, 16 games last year and 4 games this year, and, you know, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot to break down on a team. So but that's opening day. That's what makes opening day so unique. And then after you really, you know, see a team on opening day, and certainly after you've seen them play 2 weeks, then, you know, you can certainly funnel things in a lot tighter. And some of the things you were thinking they might do, it's clear they've moved on from, and they've emphasized other things. And, you know, I think the overall scheme of the team, you know, declares a lot more, you know, certainly by the end of September than it does on opening day.
Preparing for a guy like Locker an extra challenge because of his inexperience?
Sorry?
Locker, is that a challenge because of his inexperience?
Well, I mean, there's a decent amount of film on him. You know, he played in a couple games last year and has had a lot of experience, or, you know, a lot of playing time this preseason, which, I mean, it's been limited, but it's still so, I mean, I think we have a pretty good feel for what they've shown. Now, what else they have that they haven't shown, that's, you know, we'll have to see how that unfolds. But, you know, we did work on him coming out. I mean, I think he's pretty much the same player that we expected to see, you know, coming out of college. I mean, athletic, good arm, and a smart guy. I mean, he's can certainly get the ball down the field, and he's a hard guy to tackle, and he's elusive, so, you know, all those things.
Is it hard to replicate the speed of Chris Johnson?
It is, yeah, and Locker. I mean, like, relative to our quarterbacks. But, yeah, I mean, Chris Johnson's got tremendous speed. They have good backs all the way through. I mean, all those guys are good, but, you know, Johnson's speed is unique. And I'd say Lockers is, you know, he's pretty fast too. So it is. It's hard to replicate that. We need to do that so that when we see it in the game, it's, you know, we're not surprised by it. I mean, because we know those guys, they both can run, but Johnson especially is. Yeah, he's real fast. All right, great. Thanks.